KN4 VWA, W4 DJW.
DW, KN4 VWA.
Hey, have you left yet?
I went ahead and left a little bit ago because I just had some sneaking suspicions about that field. So, did you get the photograph that I texted you?
No, but I'll look now. I see where I missed a call from you. I'm looking.
Yeah, I was just tagging you with a call to let you know I was up on the radio. Yeah, take a look at that photograph I texted you, bud.
Yeah, I've seen that before. I see the water on the runway.
And what they had done was put in a 2-foot drainage pipe across the runway up there towards the road, and that in itself helped immensely, but it's still a mud hole down in there. The actual field itself is really nice. It's nice. Grass is great. Looks like Bermuda. It's well cut, you know. Looks great. They got cages. Well, they got lattice fencing up around the pilot positions and stands. It's laid out. If they just didn't have the swamp problem, I think it'd be a great place. But as much as it's rained this past year, I'm not fighting that to get down in there to fly.
Okay, and you're saying how far is Campobello from there, and in what direction?
Tell you what, if you get on Highway 357 and you take it out to Roddy Road, and you take a right on Roddy Road, the field's down there about 3/4 of a mile on the right on Roddy Road, and now, one of the drawbacks with that deal is the fact that the runway has like a 1 or 2% downslope. But that didn't seem, it didn't bother me any, it was perfectly fine for me. And it was set up about the same way. They've got buildings for shade and a couple of buildings for storage, but there's nothing else out there except RC.
Okay, so I just plotted a map. So it's 13.4 miles from my house to there, and from my house to Foothills is 6.8 miles. So it's over, it's about double. It's right about double. It's right off of Highway 176.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's just right there behind my house. So, for me, I tell you what, spot the distance for me from 7282 New Cut Road Inman to the field.
From there to Roddy Road is 4 minutes. It's 2 miles from there to Roddy Road. Now I'll see about the other one.
Well, now I'm fixing to come up in a shadow over here by Paris Mountain, so I may get a little scratchy. Okay.
It's a little scratchy, but I can hear you. It's 6.7 miles from you to Foothills. So, yeah, you're a lot closer to Campobello than you are Foothills.
Campobello,
there's just no mud over there. Well, Campobello might be better. I did, last time I went in at Foothills, it did get my car all muddy. And it did slide sideways a little bit, and I wasn't going 2 miles an hour.
Well, that photograph doesn't even show the end of the hangar around there. The end of the hangar, it was just, there was only 3 vehicles in there, and they had already made a huge mess out of it. And that's not not in that picture, but like I said, with the weather we've had, that's got to stay kind of wet down in there, and like I said, I'm just not willing to fight all that just to go fly once in a while.
Okay. Well, it's a place to fly for me. That's close, just a few minutes away. But does the Campobello Flyers, do they have a webpage?
Yes, they do. You've seen my place, right?
How was it that one time we were putting that antenna together?
To be perfectly honest with you,
So I found the Campobello Flyers page, but it's on the AMA site, and it says they have their own website, but I went to that, and there's nothing there. I mean, it's just spinning.
The internet, then, because I got on their page the other day.
So their club field is at 1475 Roddy Road?
Correct.
I'm going to pull that up on Google Earth to see if I can see their airfield.
Why don't you do that, because I think you'll be impressed. I don't know if they have access to the little lake that's out in the very far front of the strip. But if they do, they've got a place where they can run boats. And I'll tell you, it's just a very wide open area. It's really nice. It's nice. I like it. So, and like I said, you're not going to fight any mud to get in and out of there anytime. And I'm sure that's a great bunch of guys over there at Foothills. But my objection has nothing to do with the folks over there. I'm sure they're good folks.
Well, they were nice enough back when I was flying there 5 years ago. But I haven't been out there in so long. I don't even know if it's the same. I mean, some of the names are the same of the people that I knew back then. I really didn't know them. I just knew their names, and I'd see them out there flying once in a while. But, yeah, they were a nice enough crowd back then.
See, here's the thing. More than likely, I'll probably do all my flying through the week. I like to kind of go out and just fly by myself. So as far as, you know, club politics, I'll never be involved. I just want a good, nice, safe, clean, open place where I can go and fly and, not get into any big crowds and that kind of thing. I'm just your want to come and pay the facility fee and fly guy.
So where are you headed now?
Got to find some fuel line. I thought I had some fuel line left over from years ago. Wrong. I don't. stuff's hardened up, so I got to go over. I'm on my way over to Easley right now as we speak. I'm over here by Cherrydale. I'm cutting across that way, across Franklin and all that, to go to Hobby Connection. I got to get some fuel line, and I'm going to pick up some spare servo horns and some push rods and some of that type of thing, and some threaded rod. Make sure that I'm going to be able to get this cadet into the air pretty quick. And I got to go over to the AMA site and get my AMA current, too.
Yeah, you do want to take care of that. you fly from home all you want, but if you go out to that airfield, they're going to want you to have your AMA, I think. Most clubs are that way, and it looks like they've got a listing on AMA's site, so, yeah, they're probably going to want that. But my internet's got some kind of a problem. It's going real slow, so I'm going to have to search this again later.
E4IR. I'm sitting here reading reading your QSO here, and that their AMA site basically says jets and all kinds of other stuff, 8 to 8, and they do have, they say boats as well.
Now, is that for the Foothills folks, or is that for Campobello?
That's Campobello.
Dave, you can run boats, or I'm sure if you can run a boat, you can run an airplane with pontoons.
Yeah, I used to have an airplane like that, a pontoon airplane. It was big, really big. I don't have that anymore, though. I think somebody wanted it, and I sold it to him before I left to go overseas. But I see the lake. Actually, I found it on Google Earth, and it looks like there's a little dock out there to walk out on the lake. But the lake is out where airplanes fly. I got it on Google Earth now, so I can see it really good. Yeah, it does look like wide open, no trees, no issue. Well, there are some houses way over there. I have to stay away from those houses. But looks like a nice big field.
Yeah, and if you take a look at it now, from the road, away from the road, if you come and you're coming in for a landing on your approach, from the road, there is a slight downgrade, maybe 1%, 2%. Downhill from the road to the far end of the runway in front of the buildings. But like I said, that when I was out there before and I flew out there before, it was just a non-issue.
Well, if you come in from right to left, there's no houses out over the right, right? And going to the left is toward the road, and that would be landing uphill, which would help slow you down a little bit. But it looks like they've got a nice site out there. It's just a half-hour drive for me versus a 10-minute drive going to, or 15-minute drive going to the other one.
Depends on how much you mind cleaning your car up from old red mud.
Yeah, I don't like doing that. They talked about, years ago, they talked about hauling gravel out there and putting gravel on where you go to go in, but I think they shot that down because they didn't want any props kicking up rocks and they didn't want the gravel to get into the engines on the full scale airplanes.
That makes sense. So they trade rocks for red clay and dirt debris because there's no grass in that area.
Well, I like to go out there and look at it one day, but it's not essential right now, and because COVID is peak, I think I'm going to put it off till some other time. Amy's saying if you're going to do that, then we're going to start doing a lot of other things too. We're not going to stay at home so much. And I'm thinking, nah, this is probably the worst time to start getting out.
Okay, I did a little bit of reading this morning, and for mid-sized cities, Greenville County is the national hotspot right now. And Spartanburg for the state is listed down at number 9. It's got something like only about 10%. I think 10% of the cases from out of, or the volume out of Greenville. And it's just, Greenville is just eat up with it right now, Bo.
That's why I'm staying home, and I'll just fly out of the backyard until this is over. I did get batteries charged up for my one of my airplanes. I was going to start cycling through the other batteries to get them charged up, but I'll wait till the peak is passed. COVID peak that we're in right now passes, and vaccine starts becoming available.
Oh, my wife works in Spartanburg at Orthopedic Specialties. And they came around and got all the information, and they were supposed to bring the vaccine around to the clinic. She was supposed to get her first shot on Friday. No, as a matter of fact, on Thursday, but they did not come around. I don't know what happened, but I'm suspecting that she's going to get her first round of vaccine here very soon.
10-4 DJC.
Go ahead, Jerry.
In a model sign over in across the river in Georgia to date, the over 60,000 are going to start getting theirs on Monday. I don't know how many they have, just in, not all counties, but just the counties with a higher, higher infection rates, I think.
The folks over 65, where?
In the state of Georgia.
Oh, wow, okay, so not just a certain region of Georgia?
I'm originally from Harlow. I live in Anderson now. I'm originally from Harlow, and I get the Harlow Sun, this little weekly local paper. I was reading that they start on the 11th for just the counties. It had the higher infection rates. I don't know what rate that was. It's not all counties, it's just certain counties, and Hart County was one of them, which is, I thought was pretty unusual. It's not a very big county. I think there's only about 5,000-7,000 people in the county.
Good. That's good. Hey, Dave, maybe it'll filter down to us geezers here before long.
Well, if 65 is a cutoff, I miss it by a year.
Right. I keep forgetting you're just a little spring chicken.
Yeah, I gotta wait another year. That'll probably be available to everybody by then.
It will be. As a matter of fact, I would venture to say, with the timing, I would say probably by April, it should be being distributed first shot to about the rest of the general population, and then second shot general population by about August or September.
I heard July, so that's about the same. That's pretty close to the same thing.
Hey, not soon enough.
I'm plotting on Google Earth my path from my house to Camp Abella Flyers. And that Camp Abella Flyers, I think, is near where we used to go to the club meeting for Foothills Flyers. So somebody that came from Camp Abella Flyers to create Foothills Flyers had a house over there near Camp Abella Flyers where they had their club meetings for Foothills.
Well, I do know that the club had a big round of issues here about 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know what the details were. Like I said, I just don't get in. I am not political. And I don't know what the case of the situation or the problem or anything else, but as far as facilities go, I sure like that up there better because it's dry. It's dry. I could drive in there today and just be perfectly dry and not even get the car dirty.
Yeah, I didn't like that about the Foothills Flyers, but it wasn't so bad that I didn't know about the Camp Abella Flyers. So it wasn't so bad that when you want to fly really bad, you'll put up with a lot, right? W4DJW.
K4BWA, well, I'll tell you what. It would behoove you today, because what we had as far as rain and all that over the last few days was not that much. So even if you just got out and just took a ride and did not stop, just go for a joyride. Ride by the field and take a look at it, especially on that approach at the end of the hangar. And then ride up to Roddy Road and just look at the entryway and the field there. If facility is the only criteria, it's going to be a no-brainer.
Well, that makes three fields we've got that we could possibly fly out of, right? The new WCRC, the Campobello, and Foothills. So that's pretty decent. Plus, if there's one over there, Fire Tower, as well. There's a couple of them over in the Easley direction. Fire Tower is one of them. There's another one near an airport over there.
I'm not familiar with it, so... man, I wish they'd let us fly down at the old Estes plant down at Piedmont again. That was fantastic down there. That was many, 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 many years ago. And, they put a stop to it, and it was just real nice. So anyhow, in the meantime, I'm going to seriously look at grooming my yard out there in the front of the house. Probably about 100 yards, maybe 150 yards from the house. And I'm going to look at grooming that up where I can just fly in and out of there whenever I take a good notion.
That would be handy. And if you got like a workbench down there in that building that's over there on the left as you come through the driveway, like you could go, you know, tweak the airplanes over there and then take them out and throw them out on the runway and fly them and take it back and do some more tweaking and do some more flying, that would be nice.
If you do get out today, give me a holler. And basically what I've got is probably 1,000 feet past from beyond the building to the house, because it's 1,600 feet from my front driveway to the road, and it's 310 feet wide. So the width might be a question, but you know, there's nothing on either side. There's no houses. There's no nothing except maybe some trees. So, anyhow, if you were to ride by there and just take a look up my driveway and see what you thought of that, you know, it might be worth time.
Well, any place to fly is a good place to fly. I remember that plant you were talking about. We were at WCRC one time, and you took me down there to wherever that was in front of that plant. We flew there for a little while. There were other people that were there flying too, but then I heard they shut it down because somebody put a quarter-scale airplane through the roof of the plant.
I believe that that's exactly what happened. It did not go through the roof. It just crashed on the roof. Didn't damage the building, but the issue was that there was a couple more of them that kind of flopped in on top of the building, and the security people were just completely, that were in charge of security for the facility, I think they're the ones that actually shut it down because they got tired of getting a ladder to go up on top of the building to get the airplanes, what was left of the airplanes, down. So, anyhow, I think that's what kind of killed that. And I thought I remembered taking you down there, but I wasn't going to say anything because, you know, that was many years ago, and my brain is just not as good as it used to be. But I do remember taking you down there. That was a good place, and it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it seems like we parked on a road that was out in front of the plant, and the big, huge open field was between us and the plant. So, yeah, as you go down your downwind leg, you're pretty close to flying over the top of the plant. So I could see how that would be a problem. But I could do, you know, downwind turns and everything and not even go midway between where we got off of the road and the middle of the field till you get to the plant. Right? With smaller planes, I could turn it in half the distance from the road to the plant and do my downwind and not fly over the plant at all.
Okay, and 4BWA. Yeah, that's what I used to do. I never flew over the plant because I didn't want to lose an airplane up there. Now, there was plenty of space. Just these guys with some of the other stuff that really didn't know how to keep them tight. That's what killed it, I think. But it was a great place. And you know what? We didn't have to pay for having the grass cut. Oh. And they always kept it real nice out there, too. Well, listen, I'm over here at Hobby Connection, and I'm going to jump out and go in and get fuel line and a few little supplies. And I will talk to you again soon, my friend. And if you do decide to get out and take a joyride, just pull down in my driveway there. See what you think. Do go by the Campobello place, because I'll tell you what, 15 minutes of time, all that mud, it's going to be worth it. So, anyhow, 73s, have a good afternoon. Stay healthy. All that good stuff, and I will talk to you again soon. KN4, BWA, I'm clear after your final.
KF4 GPA. I lifted up that one over in Piedmont. It is Blue Ridge Radio Control Club 2 over there in Piedmont. It's over off Owens Road.
Dave.
I know about the Blue Ridge Club that was up at Lake Robinson and moved down to below Michelin. I know about that Blue Ridge Club. That's the only one I know about there.
one he's talking about. He lives down near it. So, all right, y'all have fun. Talk to you soon. KN4, VWA, clear after your final. Again.
All right, Steve. Catch you later. I enjoyed it. W4DJW.
4JQX.
Kids, go ahead.
Club over at Owens Road.
Over there, so I'm over in Piedmont. Yeah, the other guy was talking earlier. I just had to think about it. I heard him on here. I thought about looking it up and telling him that's where it was at.
I saw some. Was that Dave? I can't remember.
I believe that's his name. I think it's KN4VWA, something like that.
Radio.
Yeah, Steve is KN4VWA. He's the one that lives up there near Campobello. My call is W4DJW. I'm Dave. I'm over in Greer. So was that the one on Owens Road? Is that the Blue Ridge Club that moved from Lake Robinson down to below Michelin?
Yeah, Dave, I believe. Wasn't you the one that was in that hip? I think you helped give me my tech exam back in November, wasn't you?
Might have helped direct you there, but I don't go out to the, like, that might have been Gary. There's Gary does that. Who else? There's AK4HR Mike, who'll be calling the net tonight, does that. There's several of them that get on this repeater that help out with that.
Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking you was there, but anyhow, yeah, that club's over there on the old Greenville County landfill at Owens Road, and I actually built that runway before I left the county.
Oh, wow. Well, that club used to be located up here on a peninsula going out into Lake Robinson. Bill Lockhart's, his wife's father owned that land. And when he passed away, they sold that land. So the Blue Ridge Club had to look for a new place, and that's where they landed down there. And I've only gone down there a few times. That's a really, really long trip for me, up from Greer all the way down there. But it is a nice field. It's clear on both ends, and it's wide open spaces, so it's a ideal place to fly, but it is a long way for me to drive.
I was going to tell you, it's a really nice place to fly. I used to fly myself before I got sick, and matter of fact, I've got a plane sitting over here in my office now that I've been working on for a long time, and if I ever get it finished, I will fly it. I lived down here off of Highway 8 at Ware Place, and I used to just fly out of my front yard, and I've got 9 acres down here, so I just got my tractor out, and I got a finishing mower. I just mow it down really smooth and just fly right out of my front yard.
You cannot beat that. You can't get better than that. I stay in my, with multi-rotors, I stay in the sunroom in the back of the yard, and I cut out enough trees out of the back of the yard to where I can take off vertical, and then I can go over flying over the woods that are between me and Greenville Tech's north campus, and it's just all wooded over there, so I can fly over there. But you can't beat that, staying inside the warmth of the house and flying. there's nothing better than that.
Yeah, the problem we had, me and one of my neighbors, which is actually my wife's cousin, he lives across the road from me. We'd fly down here a lot of times on Sunday afternoons, and the problem we had, people would start pulling over on the shoulder of the road and watching us, and then they would start venturing down the driveway, and then we just started having to ask people to leave because, you know, insurance reasons.
Yeah, that does mess it up. Maybe it'd be better if you could do it in your backyard, further away from whether they'd probably still do the same thing, though, when you live on a busy road like that. But Dennis Sargent, I think, used to be the club president, or Ross Ludlam was once, or Steve Bollinger may have been. Those are some of the people that used to fly out of there that I remember their names. I think James Barr, too, is one of the ones that went down there. But I think he flies over at Fire Tower more than he does down there.
It hours up in Slap Town. It's It's on up Highway 8. I get grief. It's probably 15, 18 miles from where I'm at.
And then there's another one near the airport, the Anderson Airport. Are you familiar with that one?
I've heard about it, but I've never seen it.
Well, that's the one where James flies the most, and he put an airplane down over there right when I started getting into multirotors that had video cameras on it. And he lost an airplane over there. Somebody he knows did. So I went over there and just scoured the countryside with the camera looking straight down, just making, like mowing the lawn over that airfield, hunting for that airplane. We never did find that thing. I think he said there was a big rain that came the night that it went down. I think it got washed away.
Another one over next to, nearly pretty close to Woodruff. Now, it's not the one that Harkness has got, but there's another one over there, not far from where Flight World used to be.
Are you talking about WCRC?
I believe that is the name of it.
Yeah, that's the oldest one. That one was built in 1964. My dad took me out there. My dad's boss worked at Milliken. My dad worked at Milliken. His boss at Milliken and several other people went in to put that airfield together back in 1964. And it lasted there up until about 2 years ago when Mr. White, he's the guy that owned the land, he passed away like 10 years ago. And his daughter and son were holding on to that land until it increased in value enough to work that they could sell it and make a profit off of it. And it finally got to that point, and they sold it, and WCRC had to move out. But they moved to the landfill that's only where we used to take the trash from the field. Right? Everybody had the, like, your week of the year that you had. There's like over 100 people signed up there all the time. And you get a week that you had to take the barrels to the trash. And where we would take the barrels to the trash is where their new airfield is now. It's been there for about a year and a half. W4DJW.
It was over there pretty close. I've got a friend that lives right there on 101. And is it Shandela, I believe? I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. He lives over there on that, what used to be Flight World, where he used to fly ultralights. And some of them still do fly ultralights, but most of them's got regular airplanes now. They've asphalted that runway right there on 101. He lives on it. And I used to see that little airfield when I went over to see Ken, KO4JQX.
That's a neighborhood where all the houses are around the perimeter of the runway, and instead of garages, they have hangars. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Yeah, that's a nice subdivision to live in. Everybody has hangars instead of carports. It's to the, I guess that's to the northeast or east or north or something like that, from that golf club, that golf field. Yeah, that would be a nice place to live. But I don't know that they ever have houses. I don't know that those houses would ever come up on the market very often.
They don't often. Friend of mine over there, he's the president of the HMO, and I ain't gonna say nothing about it on the radio.
Well, some of those guys used to come over to WCRC, and one of them wanted us to go look at something on one of his airplanes over there, so we all got together and when we were leaving the airfield and followed him over there and looked at his airplanes in the hangars over there. Some of the larger hangars, not the hangars that were where the houses were, but I think there's two or maybe three hangars that are independent of the houses. And he had an airplane in there, and we went and checked out his airplanes. He wanted us to look at him. He was very proud of them. Didn't fly them anymore very much, but kept them in the hangars over there.
My buddy, he's got a huge hangar that's independent of his house. His garage is detached from his house, and then he's got a detached hangar from the rest of everything.
Well, that would be handy. That'd be very, very nice. Nice to have.
That's what you call living large, I guess, you know. All right, man, I'll get off here and I'll let you enjoy your Saturday afternoon. KO4JQX, that's Jeff on this end. Have you a nice Saturday afternoon, and I know how it is when you want to fly, and I haven't done it in a long time. This cancer's really put a crimp on a lot of stuff that I used to do quite often, so I had to kind of rearrange some of my hobbies that I used to do quite often, but I'll be clear on your final, brother. Have a good afternoon.
KO4JQX, W4DJW. Well, I enjoyed it. Hate to hear about the cancer. But with the goggles and flying and stuff like that, maybe it's the ability to fly through goggles. Maybe it's it could resurface the multi-rotors and the goggles. That's a lot of fun. Before the FAA put a crunch down it. But now I heard they've opened it back up, and as long as you got spotters, you can still fly with goggles again. Anyway, good talking to you. Hope to talk to you again. I'm going to go out in the backyard and make a few flights before 3 hours from now when it starts getting dark again. W4DJW clear.